Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Hi, Cassie, what is the Glimmer Project?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. So the Glimmer Project is a little challenge that I'm starting, and I got the idea. So a glimmer is the opposite of a trigger, right? Trigger makes you feel some kind of way, sad, traumatized. A glimmer is something you see, a small something that just brings you joy or safety or a good feeling. And in our daily lives, I think we'll see glimmers and we're like, oh yeah, and then we keep going. You don't really focus on it. So the Glimmer Project is something I'm doing to every day focus on something that brought me a little twinge of joy. It doesn't have to be a huge happy moment. It literally can just be something that you think is pretty or makes you smile, and catalog it. And then at the end of the week, you review all the glimmers for that week and you realize like, hey, instead of just slogging through another week, like, you know, the daily grind over and over again, you can start focusing on the highlights and the things that kind of brought you some joy throughout the week. And it's learning to like romanticize your life and see the beauty in the everyday mundane. And so some examples for you, I'm filming my glimmers. So at the end of the week, I can make a little video to rewatch all these, like this highlight reel almost. So for me, and it's gonna sound corny and Hallmarky, like a Hallmark card, but that's kind of the point. Mm-hmm. So for me, some glimmers are like when the sunlight filters through leaves in the trees. I just think it's the most beautiful thing ever. Or trees against a stormy background. I don't know why. Or I have a weighted blanket. So waking up in the morning cozy under the weighted blanket, that first cup of coffee that's so sweet and it just hits your lips and you're like, oh God, I needed this. The white muzzle on my dog when I get really close to give her like kisses and pet her. So those are all kind of glimmers, and they seem like they're just mundane things. Like everybody, if you have a dog, you've seen your dog's muzzle, but it's how you feel when you interact with it. And that little spark of joy is your glimmer. So I want to challenge everybody for at least a week to like focus on your glimmers and see what they are and see if it changes your mood by really like registering the fact that you feel happy, that you feel a little bit of joy, that you found the beauty in something in your normal, mundane, cyclical life, and you can focus on it, and it just helps you see the world a little bit differently.
Because you could so easily just bypass those things and not think twice about them.
Yeah, I forget what book I didn't finish that had the analogy in it that, you know, when you go to an Airbnb and you know you're going to be there for a weekend, right? Like, let's say you're staying on the beach or you're in this beautiful Airbnb, and you only have 48 hours, you try everything, right? Mm-hmm. And everything is so beautiful. You want to go and you want to use the pool if they have a pool there, right? You're going to do everything because you only know it's going to be there for 48 hours, right? But the analogy is for your life. Like, you're here for a very short amount of time, and here we take these things for granted. And if we can just remember that and see the beauty in every little thing, that it is really a short period of time, then it makes your life much better.
Yeah, and it's really helped pull me out of some funks as well. Like, if I'm really annoyed because I've just done literally 5 loads of laundry and now I have to do dishes and I'm going out of my mind, but I know I have clean sheets to get into and I just shaved my legs. If you're a woman or you shave your legs, you'll know that feeling. That is a glimmer. And it just kind of helps you refocus away from the negative and realize like when life gets really heavy or, and I'm not talking about major trauma. I'm just talking about like sometimes you can get so bogged down in the day to day and be like, what am I doing with my life? Like, is this really what it's about? It's because we have conditioned ourselves to just overlook it. Like, you know, starting a new Netflix show or opening a new jar of peanut butter, or if you're the kind of person who gets to throw away the jar because you're done, like that brings me so much joy to finish a product and be like, done, get it out of my house. So I think it's just making, training your brain to reframe your daily life in a way that's going to bring you some happiness. And it takes a moment. So when you see your glimmer, stop, look at it, sit in it, film it, or just take it in, whatever is best for you, write it down, and really take a moment to be present and look at that thing around you, that mundane thing that's bringing you joy.
Mm-hmm. I know we weren't like, you know, purposely paying attention to this, but can anybody think of a glimmer they had yesterday? Because I know for me, and I actually recorded it, but I hadn't posted it on Instagram because I was sitting on the couch and my dog Willie was laying next to me and his back left paw was perfectly put out. And man, I love smelling those dog feet. Yes, they smell like Fritos. It's like,
what?
Yes.
Ew. Enjoy that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Nasty. It smells like Fritos, and it's just, oh. So I just, I went down, and I had the camera, and I was like, Frito feet. Frito feet. So that would be my glimmer for yesterday. Yeah.
I think my glimmer would be the sound that a PS5 makes when it turns on.
Oh, that's a good one.
When you hear the beep, I don't want to hear a beep.
For me, I had seen a TikTok video a couple days ago where it's like, for anyone who has depression, have you ever thought about just watching a cat lick its paws and then wipe its eyes? Because that'll cure it. And for me, that's what I do anytime I'm sad. I just go back and I look at videos of my cat. So for me, it was my cat fishing out the ice in my drink yesterday. Couldn't finish my water, but it was cute as hell.
Yeah, I think mine is animal related yesterday also, because I'm watching my ex-wife's dogs for a couple of days, and I walked in the house and these dogs were so excited to see me, man. One almost peed and the other one was up on my leg, and I was like, hey, this is really cool, coming home to something that's excited.
Yeah, really, do it for a week and see how your attitude changes.
I love this.
The Bert Show.